Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Ignorance can be a wonderful thing. It saves you from having to think. Therefore, you avoid the consequences of facing what you don't know. Right, dead wrong. That lump that you thought was nothing was cancer, but you really didn't want to know, and it didn't go away. When you could avoid the issue no longer, you face serious consequences, much of which could have been avoided had you only faced the issue head on. There's also a strange willful ignorance today when it comes to the authority of the Bible. Some folks just don't want to know, thinking that this lets them off the hook when it comes to what Jesus Christ said and did. Let me back up for a minute. There's been a misconception that's been with us for a long time that says the biblical manuscripts have been passed down from generation to generation, and like a whisper that goes around the room at a party, it's not the same at the end as at the beginning. Thus, if the source is discredited, the whole structure comes down. Today, there are more than 5,800 ancient manuscripts of the Bible of prime importance. Of these, 4,400 are over 1,000 years old. Additionally, there are more than 13,000 fragments of biblical writings, including orders of service called lectionaries and sermons of the early church fathers, mostly written in Latin, quoting scripture, which gives us the biblical text at that given period of history. To that massive body of history, add 1,400 manuscripts of the Gospels alone, more than 1,000 years old, with portions of them going back to the year 125 AD, shortly after the last New Testament book was written. Now compare this vast body of documents, all of which are biblical texts, with one copy of the Roman historian Tacitus, 23 manuscripts of Plato, more than 1,000 years old, and 10 copies of Caesar's Gallic Wars. But nobody bothers to assail either the historicity of Tiberius Caesar, Tacitus, or any of the other historical figures of the first century. The science of studying these various manuscripts, striving to determine what is the pure text as it was given when the author first wrote it, is called textual criticism. And rather than being destructive, it has given us great confidence that the Greek and Hebrew texts, which are the source of modern translations, are accurate, completely accurate for all rights and purposes. The materials upon which the biblical manuscripts were written also tells a story, along with the penmanship, whether it was flowing handwriting or block letters. And understanding all of this has been aided by scientific analyses such as carbon dating and even DNA, which identifies the protein structure of the materials upon which scripture was written. At times, God raised up schools or groups of men who dedicated their lives to preserving the Word of God. Fearing that the New Testament was about to be displaced, the 39 books we call Old Testament, Jewish rabbis in both Tiberias and Babylon dedicated themselves to preserving the Jewish scriptures, which make up the Old Testament in your Bible. So, what's the bottom line? The evidence demolishes the argument of ignorance, that we can't be sure that the Bible has authority and credibility. Find out for yourself.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.